Welcome to Bennett Park in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Slagle. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting third. The first baseman, Dell Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Schulte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mordecai Brown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mordecai Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Davey Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Germany Schaefer. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Crawford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Claude Rossman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Coughlin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Archer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie O'Leary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Mullen. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Mullen. And now, play ball. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Slagle. The throw from Archer and he is safe. Slagle steals second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Slagle scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Davey Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Slagle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields the ball and throws to first. Rossman drops the ball. That's an error on Rossman. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Archer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Slagle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer fields it and throws to second for the out. Evers scores. Tinker moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheckard hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dell Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Steinfeld reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0-for-1 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to home to get Steinfeld. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive towards short. Tinker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up towards third. Steinfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. O'Leary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb strikes out. One out. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crawford moves to third. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Rossman. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Rossman steals second. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coughlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 1 in the game. Archer hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Slagle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Howard trying to get to third. Jones throws the ball into Coughlin, who tags Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Slagle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Jones. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Jones steals second. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 2 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 2 in the game. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Schulte picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schulte. Cobb moves to second. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. There goes Cobb. The throw from Kling and he is out, Steinfeld applying the tag. Two outs. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rossman hits a fly ball into center field. Slagle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tinker hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. O'Leary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Slagle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. There goes Slagle. The throw from Archer and he is out, O'Leary applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coughlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Coughlin. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Coughlin steals second. Jimmy Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 2 in the game. Archer strikes out. One out. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coughlin moves to third. Two outs. George Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Evers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dell Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-3 in the game. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0-for-3 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-3 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tinker takes first base on ball 4. Schulte moves to second. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Coughlin. Schulte moves to third. Tinker moves to second. Jimmy Slagle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slagle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Slagle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb strikes out. One out. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rossman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coughlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Evers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boss Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. Tinker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Bennett Park in Detroit.